This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Republican-controlled House yesterday passed three annual appropriations bills, but Congress is still headed towards a partial government shutdown. Homeland Security passed 220 to 208, Defense passed 218 to 210, State Department and Foreign Operations passed 216 to 212, Agriculture and FDA failed 191 to 237. The House also voted 311 to 117 to pass a standalone $300 million supplemental aid package to Ukraine. You're going to make a lot more money at Mickey D's next year if you live in California.
Starting next year, fast food workers in California will receive a minimum wage of $20 per hour. That's thanks to a bill signed into law on Thursday by Governor Gavin Newsom.
We recognize businesses cannot thrive in a world that's failing. And that's an important point because we're not just about growth. This state's about inclusion. And that's the foundational principle we're advancing here today.
Come April 1st, this increase will establish one of the highest minimum wages for fast food workers in the United States. I'm John Schaefer.
A Polk County, Florida human trafficking operation earlier this month led to the arrest of 219 people, including people in the country illegally, a high school teacher, and three Disney employees. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd yesterday announced the results of the operation, saying out of the 119 prostitutes who were arrested during the operation that began last week, 21 were possible victims of human trafficking. Two suspects were charged with human trafficking and both were in the United States illegally. The social media influencer known as Meatball is back home after she was arrested and accused of instigating some of Tuesday night's looting in Philadelphia. 21-year-old Deja Blackwell was bailed out by her mother early yesterday morning and she says that she never wants to go back to jail again. USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
The second Republican presidential debate drew an average of 9.5 million viewers throughout the broadcast on Fox News, streaming channels, and its Spanish-language partner Univision. The debate was last night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. That's northwest of Los Angeles. The advertising gem, a demographic of adults ages 25 to 54, only measured 1.9 million viewers, according to data from Nielsen Media Research. Many have seen the new entertainment venue in Las Vegas, Nevada, called the Sphere. The round building is 366 feet tall and 516 feet in diameter. It's covered with 160,000 square feet of 16K resolution LED screens. Tonight, the Inside opens up with rock band U2 starting a residency there now through December 16th. House lawmakers from the Oversight Committee kicked off the President Joe Biden impeachment inquiry yesterday.
The House Oversight Committee is examining potential improper gains from his son Hunter's foreign business dealings during his vice presidency.
President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
Committee Chair James Comer alleges that Biden misused his position for family financial benefit, but Democrat Jamie Raskin of Maryland dismisses it as a baseless and debunked accusation. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, and thank you for joining in and being part of the solution. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, of course, the breaking news, Dianne Feinstein, dead at the age of 90. Wow, a bit of a surprise. I say a bit of a surprise. I mean, she seemed to be doing okay. I mean, there was no doubt there was some frailty to her in the last months that was quite obvious. But this, I have to admit, is a bit of a shocker. And being raised and born in California, she had served the Golden State, for many years, faithfully. And so may she rest in peace. Also, yesterday, more breaking news regarding, the impeachment inquiry. Well, we've got John Fleetwood from American Faith with us right now. Hey, John, welcome always. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, doing great, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Sad, to hear about Dianne Feinstein, 90 years old, and so we'll see how that, the political chairs, how they're moving, and there's already a mad dash, for that empty seat and pressure on Gavin Newsom to fill it, and you've got three people in the running for it, which the election, is coming up. For that seat, and there's been different theories about is there going to be a caretaker or somebody there just in the interim, or will Gavin Newsom decide to choose? I mean, he had already said, like Joe Biden, nobody other than a black should apply, and so will he go with Barbara Lee and give her the leg up? Although there's some contention, as we understood, that's going back to some challenges between he and his aunt, Nancy Pelosi, who wants Adam Schiff. Mm. It's always something, right? Especially with Democrats.
We obviously disagreed with a lot of her politics. I think U.S. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, I think he handled this pretty well. He gave a statement on Feinstein's death, and she said Senator Feinstein cared about her country and her state. We didn't agree politically, but she was a delight to serve with. And he finished saying, I so valued our friendship and am praying for all of her loved ones. So I think that's
I think it's fair-minded. Exactly.
It's fair, and she was for the climate change stuff and the LGBTQ rights stuff, which we would obviously disagree with as conservatives, but she also worked in pushing legislation regarding agriculture there in California, as you mentioned, where she served. She wanted it to be a leader in agriculture. Yeah. She was for people, spoke on behalf of people struggling economically. That was a big, you know, big issue for her. She was for the preservation of natural resources and public safety. I didn't know this, that she even helped create the nationwide Amber Alert. You know, which is there to protect.
No doubt. I agree. I mean, you know, she was involved. I mean, a historic figure. You can't be involved in Congress this length of time or serving the people. I mean, you know, going back to her days in San Francisco as mayor, John, you know, she's had an incredible impact. You know, the things that I think some of the things that are hard to deal with was. But that's OK. I mean, you know, she fought for, you know, for gun control, and she was very active in passing, you know, the bill that would limit the use of AR-15s, and of course that ran its course. They were not able to hold on to it, you know, beyond 10 years. But I think the other thing that still rankles in the minds of conservatives was the Kavanaugh hearing and how. She may have gotten used in this. I don't know. I mean, you know, if maybe her mental acuity was such that, you know, she just took one for the team. And I think it's scarred, in my humble opinion, it scarred a little bit of her legacy that she would get caught up in that controversy. You know, for what purpose? You know, just to put a scar on Kavanaugh. And there's no, you know, there was no proof. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, this is the thing that's so tough to deal with at times. You know, that things are political, and especially with the Democrats. The Democrats, at the drop of the hat, man, that person's guilty. Whether it's Trump or a J6 or anybody that's opposed to, you know, their ideology, man, you're in jail. You know, you're in jail. You better lawyer up, and you're going to be bankrupt before it's done. You know, because you're not even going to be mostly dead. You're going to be very dead in every sense of the term. And here it is. I mean, no due process. It's just, hey, you're guilty. You're going to have to, you know, prove your innocence after the media gets a hold of you and social media and everything else and all the research and, you know, the leaks and everything that we, you know, use to destroy your reputation. And she did, you know, she did this with Kavanaugh. And after it was all said and done, I mean, it was like you just bruised him up. And then you find out that this gal who gave her the letter has connections with an abortifacient company, and which she lied about and said she didn't have anything to do with abortion whatsoever. And Dianne Feinstein's all her hands are dirty in this. And it's kind of sad to think of that about her service. But she's run the, you know, the gamut, like you said, a lot of good things. But I think this is one of those ones, especially for conservatives, that they're going to be hard-pressed. And it's unfortunate with somebody of her credibility and her standing that she would get, you know, caught up in this stuff with no proof whatsoever, because everything, after everything was said and done, there was no proof. Nothing. But meanwhile, Kavanaugh, just like with, you know, with Clarence Thomas, is left all bruised up and with this cloud over them, as if, you know, they're evil people, you know, for the what? For the sake of the Democratic ideology to destroy a person? I'm sorry. You know, that's a tough one for me, John. And I don't mean to, you know, disparage her on the date of her death, but I'm just saying that this is going to be some of the stuff that people are going to talk about. You know, you're going to hear all the great things from the left, you know, that she was, and she was. I mean, you can't take that away from her. But you're also going to start to hear stuff from people on the right going, oh, but this, and oh, but that. I mean, because you can't help but be in Congress that length of time, and nobody's perfect, right?
Right, and we have to be honest about politics, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
We can't, you know, just if there are a lot of consequences to somebody being in Congress for that long, and the way they vote and the things that they advocate for, it has consequences. And unfortunately, she, you know, she did push a lot of the, you know, very just awful policy, and we have to be honest about that.
Right. Well, you know, and I feel bad to bring it up and to say something, because, you know, here it is. I mean, she's just passed away. And, you know, and we are, I mean, in spirit, we're grateful for those that step up and want to, you know, serve our country. Our prayer is that we need people who are truly servants of the people. And that's the new paradigm that needs to take place.
Sumer has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
And independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Fleetwood from American Faith is with us. Well, John, you know, as we were talking about the impeachment inquiry, and the Democrats, of course, have circled the wagons. You know, they're doing everything they can to refute, except refute back with any kind of substance. You know, they're saying, "Well, that's not true. You know, you haven't really connected the dots." But man, I'm telling you, if it was Donald Trump, Forget about impeachment. They'd executed him already. With the kind of evidence that's there, and the evidence of 20 shell companies. Even though Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the country, doesn't know who Viktor Shokin is. Viktor Shokin, people know, and they know what happened to Viktor Shokin. People know, at least people on the right, people on the left are still, they're not really. They're just not well informed. And so you connect the dots on this stuff, and the Democrats can't come back and refute, why Joe Biden had 20 shell companies. Why was there a memo with one of the false names, pseudonyms that Joe Biden was using on the Internet? But yet, these guys are so bad, they couldn't even come up with a pseudonym for Hunter Biden. But they have his name on the emails. Like, you guys are a train wreck. You guys aren't even, you're the Wild West gang that can't shoot straight. You can't think straight. You don't even know how to rob a bank. You know what I'm saying? It's just hysterical.
Yeah, and they keep saying there's no evidence. It's wild listening to that first hearing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats screaming there's no evidence, no evidence. But that's all that was talked about was evidence. I mean, $3 million from Romania. How much was it? $8 million from China. You've got $6.5 million from Ukraine that go into the Biden's or associates' coffers right after... then Vice President Biden did something politically over there. It's awful. And then you have all the other.
Yeah, but they insist there's no evidence. And even John Turley. I mean, they went nuts when Jonathan Turley had said, "Look, you don't have enough for impeachment." Oh my goodness, did they go crazy over that? Because Jonathan Turley is the final arbiter. But what it was is he just said, "Hey, well, that's why you're having an impeachment inquiry to get enough, to really, seal up the evidence in such a way to where you can, tie it down." Unlike what they did to Trump, right?
Right. Yeah, and the reason they think there's no evidence is because the mainstream media won't show you any. But all you have to do is go on to the House Oversight Committee on the Committee on Oversight and Accountability.
Mm-hmm.
It's a House.gov website, and in
right.
virtually all of their recent press releases, they'll either have the evidence right there or provide links that show you all the evidence. But the mainstream media won't show this. They won't cover it. CNN won't cover it. MSNBC won't cover it. CBS. Associated Press, Reuters, you name it, Yahoo News.
Yeah, well, we got to quit counting. Yeah, we have to quit counting on them. They're going to continue to run interference, for this administration, for the Democrats. They have proven that they are propagandists. They're no longer journalists. And what happens is that, sadly, they've abandoned their reason to exist and violated their First Amendment right to a free press. And so, the American people are waking up and realizing that they've got to seek sources, like what we have to offer, you at American Faith, what we do on this radio show and our TV show and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And we continue to move forward, and we're grateful for these independent networks that allow us, to be able to get the truth out to the American people. Because just as you said, it's not getting out there, but the fact of the matter is even you start to see some chinks in the armor there. CNN is starting to break down a little bit. Every once in a while, they get a little bit of a glimpse of what true journalism is all about, and they do some reporting there. But it's still, to your point, I get it. It's not enough, because the cumulative involvement of people who are associated with this propaganda network, that this whole cabal of the mainstream media and whatever you want to call it, legacy media and that garners, I guess, combined just a little over 50% of the public's attention. And this is where they're getting their news, and especially the young people. The young people are relying totally on on social media, and many of those are being shadow banned. It's a controlled message, you know, if they determine, as you know, John, if they determine that it's misinformation, there's no arbitration. It's just, hey, that's just what it is. You know, and thank God for Elon Musk, because he's given us one leg of the social media network to where we can, we can speak openly about these things, because that is the intellectual thing to do. That's the right thing to do. This is what our founding fathers realized and why the First Amendment exists, right?
Right. And it's a good point about the importance of independent media,
mm-hmm.
because you can't name a mainstream media outlet that's not left-wing.
Right.
CBS, ABC, NBC. The only one people can name is Fox News. But
yeah, but even then, they're compromised. Yeah, they're compromised. And if you think not, all you had to do was look at the last debate. What a train wreck that was. I was unimpressed the way that was conducted.
I thought it was, you know, I don't think any of those candidates are viable. Any of them at the debate. I'm for Trump. Nevertheless, they all, I think, did the right thing by unifying when they tried to pull that stunt where Dana Perino tried to get
them
to write down on a whiteboard, you know, vote,
right.
vote one of these candidates off the island if you can choose.
Well, thank God for DeSantis' leadership. He stepped up right away.
Right.
And it kind of unified everybody, because these people were thinking about it. Chris Christie was already writing a name down. Donald Duck, he put down. But, it's like, wait a minute, think about it. I mean, this whole thing, I'm watching this thing and I'm going, these grown men and women are being treated like little kids. You know, here they are trying to present their case, and the questions they're coming up with, they're, you know, by and large, you know, if you broke them all down, how much was high interest to the American, you know, to the American voter? You know, they didn't even deal with, you know, Biden and Biden economics in a way. I mean, they should have spent so much time on the economy and so much time on immigration. And then you get, the gal from Univision, bless her heart. I mean, you know, she's a partisan hack. And so she's asking questions based on her worldview. And I'm thinking, where's the RNC in all this, John? You know, here is, you know, for the sake of conservatism and the Republican Party, the RNC is orchestrating this deal. And somehow they think they're checking off boxes and virtue signaling and doing all this stuff. And instead of orchestrating something of value that the viewer could come away and go, whoa, you know, the Republican Party really has, I mean, they are principled. Their policies, they've really got their acts together. No, they just, they turned it into a food fight. It was stupid.
Right, and part of me thinks Fox is doing it on purpose. I mean, they've got Dana Perino, who they're pushing out there in front, and she just last week opened up for Hillary Clinton at this Clinton Foundation event and said how amazing she was, and opened her up on stage.
Right.
Was saying how great Clinton is, and these are the people who are on, who Fox News is pushing forward.
Who was the other one that was saying, was it her and someone, somebody else was saying that, if Hillary Clinton had shown up on Fox in 2016, she may have won the election. Well, was it Dana Perino or was it, somebody else was saying that, you know, at Fox.
Now, I
don't know, but anyway, look at, I understand, you want to get out there and be that kind of, be somewhat objective, I guess, and have all candidates represented. You know, I think that's fair, but, I think that we're all making some adjustments in terms of what we perceive Fox News to be and what it's become, right? Just saying.
Right. Absolutely.
John Fleetwood, you're awesome. Thanks for being with us.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
As kids head back to the classroom, CBS News is warning about illegal disposable e-cigarettes manufactured to look like school supplies. Here's former school resource officer Stefan Buys.
China has been flooding the U.S. with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Now they're trying to sneak these dangerous products past parents and teachers by disguising them as everyday school supplies like highlighters. The FDA must work to get every one of these illegal products off store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
USA News Update. The Republican-controlled House yesterday passed three annual appropriations bills, but Congress is still headed towards a partial government shutdown. Homeland Security passed 220 to 208, Defense passed 218 to 210, State Department and Foreign Operations passed 216 to 212, Agriculture and FDA failed 191 to 237. The House also voted 311 to 117 to pass a standalone $300 million supplemental aid package to Ukraine. The social media influencer known as Meatball is back home after she was arrested and accused of instigating some of Tuesday night's looting in Philadelphia. 21-year-old Deja Blackwell was bailed out by her mother early yesterday morning, and she says that she never wants to go back to jail again. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bill Martinez and Bill Pasco. Yes, the dynamic duo are together. TPP's man in Washington, he is doing well, and so far you haven't seen a therapist on a regular basis, so I'm proud of you.
Well, you know, it's a rainy day. It's very gloomy, and the forecast for Washington is not good this week.
Okay. Just to add to the morass of it all. Well, I don't know if you saw this from Real Clear Opinion poll. Their research said 47% of Dems say free speech should be legal only under certain circumstances. I guess, you know, as long as they're determining those circumstances, it's okay. 34% of Dems say Americans have too much freedom. 75% of Dems say government has a responsibility to censor hateful social media posts. So how's that for a beginning of a conversation, huh?
Well, you know, this goes back at least to Barack Obama. You remember he famously said that he didn't believe in American exceptionalism any more than, you know, Greek people believed in Greek exceptionalism and British people believed in British exceptionalism. He doesn't understand what makes America unique. And one of the things, listen, I have traveled. Earlier in my career, I was a globetrotter. I have worked in 28 different countries at one point or another. And I can tell you, everybody around the world wants to be in America for one reason and one reason alone, and that is freedom of speech. But, you know, I'm trying to remember who was the wit who said that the thing you need is not freedom of speech. What you need is freedom after speech, because that's where you get in trouble. And these people who are saying now only 47% believe in free speech, what did they want? Did they want to jail their political opponents? Because that's what we see right now. We see election interference. We see them weaponizing the Justice Department, saying, no, you can't say that. Whether we're talking about COVID and was it a lab leak or not, who has the right to tell us that we can't talk about that, for goodness sake? This is America. We have a free speech right. It's right there in the Constitution. It came to us, didn't come to us from government. It came to us from God. That's what our declaration says.
Well, it's what enlightens us. Free speech enlightens us and gets the most out of humanity. You stifle speech, and the empirical evidence is quite clear. You end up retarding the masses, and the only reason you do that so that you can control them.
That's absolutely right. And the answer to bad speech is not to shut it down. The answer to bad speech is more good speech.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, because sometimes what happens, Bill, you know, in any kind of conversation, we may have an idea and we might have to circle around it a little bit and massage it. But this is the beauty of being able to have a conversation, because you're able to refine your words and your thoughts. You see, and the difference between me and you and some teachers in a coffee clutch in a faculty lounge is they feel like whatever they're talking about is dictum and it's perfect, where you and I will take and say, well, you know, that is an idea. Let's work on that a little bit. But we won't roll it out to the masses like the people of academia do, you know, whether it's climate change or some other theory that's still a theory, but yet they will force us to spend trillions of dollars on their theory because they're so convinced of their theory.
That's it. I like to poke. I like to probe. I like to prod. I like to test things out. I like to roll things around. You're exactly right. And I can tell you, again, 28 countries, everybody respected the United States for freedom of speech, the ability to just argue it out.
Right, exactly.
It's so sad that Democrats no longer see America as being different from other places. They don't understand what American exceptionalism is really all about. And that's a terrible thing, that we've got leadership from the top. I mean, it's coming from Obama and from Biden and other Democrat leaders who are literally telling certain Republicans, you can't say these things. You can't talk about those things in public. You can't talk about whether or not the vaccines work. You can't talk about whether or not the vaccines are dangerous. You can't talk about why do the makers of the vaccines have liability protection. What is going on? You can't even talk about this stuff without getting
exactly
shut down by the government. It's
wrong. Well, by the government or social media, Bill, there's some platforms. We can't have this conversation. You know, you and I cannot say the same. We can on this one because this network is independent and liberty resounds and resides here. So, and free speech. So we're able to have this conversation to enlighten our audience so they get the whole truth and nothing but. You know, on some of these channels, if you say hydroxychloroquine or if you say ivermectin, then all of a sudden you are a purveyor of disinformation and you're canceled.
You're canceled. Exactly.
Right.
Or if you say, wow, somebody got a hold of Hunter Biden's laptop, then look at all this interesting stuff that's on it. We've got emails that seem to indicate that Vice President Biden was actually doing things for his son to make millions of dollars. Wait, so the New York Post is going to publish that in a timely fashion just a few weeks before a presidential election. And what happens? He gets canceled. That entire story got canceled by social media platforms, that were actually doing the bidding. We know now Tony Blinken was working, the guy who's now the Secretary of State of the United States, who deals with all foreign leaders on behalf of the President of the United States. The Secretary of State was a campaign staffer in the Biden campaign in October of 2020. When that story hit, he got in touch with Mike
Facebook,
Morrell, former acting director of the CIA,
and
they put together that letter from 51 former spooks saying, oh,
yes,
this has all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. And that's how they canceled out that entire story. Amazing.
And they knew, the FBI already knew it was legitimate a year before,
right,
Bill. And they went ahead and did this. You see, in my humble opinion, I think we ought to do, because of all the pain, you know, our bills, our credit card bills, everything that we're going through and everything, we should send them to Mike Morrell. We should send it to Joe Biden. We should send it to the Democratic Party and say, pay the bill. Because of you, we have this knucklehead being the president of the United States. He killed energy on day one, ignited the fuse for inflation. This is on you. It's not my fault. And you're making me pay because you guys decided to cheat and get this guy elected. All right? By your own disinformation tactics, you have cost the American people trillions of dollars. And you know what? You should pay for it. You and Hillary and the rest of your gang, not we the people.
Boy, wouldn't that be great? You know, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal this week that points out that because of high interest rates, and not just that we had to raise interest rates to get inflation under control, but because they're going to be here for a while, a couple of things are happening. First off, the interest that we're paying on the national debt is doubling this year over last year, and it's going to double again next year. Think about that. We're going to be paying next year, we're going to be paying four times as much for the interest cost on the debt,
exactly,
to service that debt. Second thing, the average family in America can no longer afford to buy the median price house in America. That is a terrible statistic. The average family in America can no longer afford to buy the median price house in America. Also can't afford to buy a new car. When Joe Biden came into office and said the average new car costs 33 weeks of wages, today, the average new car costs 42 weeks of wages. That's about a 30% increase in the cost of a new car in just 3 years, thanks to Bidenomics. You know what Bidenomics means? It means I can't afford my groceries anymore. I can't afford my car loan. I can't afford my mortgage anymore. That's what Bidenomics means.
Exactly.
I'm looking forward to a campaign on Bidenomics next year.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's going around trying to sell something. People aren't buying it. They understand. I mean, he's bringing truckloads of manure and trying to sell people that it's air freshener. Far from that, because their senses tell them exactly what it is. It has failed miserably, and we the people are paying for it. And this is all supported by the Democratic Party, by the left, as you say, Bill Pasco, and as far as I'm concerned, they need to pay a serious, heavy political price.
Couldn't agree with you more. We've got 14 months, 13 months to make the case to the American population. It looks like we're going to have a rematch of the 2020 race. Hasn't happened very frequently in American politics, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be an excellent test.
Yeah, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP man in Washington, the one and only Bill Pasco. Thank you, Bill. Take care.
Good to be with you, Bill.
Sponsored by Idorsia Pharmaceuticals, U.S. Insomnia, or trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, impacts the nights and days of more than 25 million U.S. adults. People who struggle to sleep know firsthand the toll that insomnia can take over time. QVIVIC, daridorexant, 25 milligram and 50 milligram tablets, is a prescription medicine for adults with insomnia. Designed for once-nightly use, QVIVIC has been proven to help adults with insomnia fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Olympic skier and QVIVIC 50 milligram user Lindsay Vaughn shares her experience.
There are certain things in life you have to take seriously, and insomnia is one of them. Deciding to take action and speak with my doctor about treatment for my insomnia was a turning point for me after dealing with trouble falling asleep and staying asleep for over 10 years. It used to be an almost nightly occurrence that I would wake up and have trouble getting back to sleep. Now that I'm taking once nightly QVIVIC, I'm getting more sleep. Honestly, I wish I'd found something that worked for me earlier, since my insomnia was causing me to miss out on so much. But I'm happy I spoke with my doctor and found a medication that works for me in QVIVIC. This is just my experience, so if you're experiencing sleep problems, ask your doctor if QVIVIC is right for you.
Don't take QVIVIC if you have narcolepsy. Don't drink alcohol while taking QVIVIC or drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully alert. QVIVIC may cause temporary inability to move, talk, or hallucinations while falling asleep or waking up. QVIVIC may cause sleepiness during the day. QVIVIC is a federally controlled substance because it can be abused or cause dependence. QVIVIC may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, or making or eating food. Tell your doctor right away if you experience this or worsening depression, including suicidal thoughts. Common side effects are headaches and sleepiness. Visit QVIVIC.com for more information. That's QUVIVIQ.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Focus on the families. Just incredible resource that you need to have when you're checking out any new movie and you need to get figure out a review, DVDs, you know, whatever's coming into the household, whatever's coming through that social media portal. This is the go-to website that you need to check out to make sure that things are all safe and that you're in the flow of the know and that you're not being surprised by the kids. Hey, look what look what I'm watching, right? And then we got to spend 3 hours of renegotiating and how to work around some of these new findings from these kids. Because just like when we were growing up, Adam, we are resourceful, we are inquisitive, and sometimes without the boundaries, we'll end up moving away from Pride Rock and getting ourselves in trouble, exposed to the hyenas, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and I think the challenge for parents is understanding that there is a balance and sometimes a tension between avoidance, right? Mm-hmm. Just say, you know what, this is out of bounds for our family. Here's why. We help our kids understand that. And as they get older, gradually giving them, more agency, as the buzzword is today, the freedom to make some decisions for their own, but keeping those communication channels open, because the reality is it was pretty hard to do the hermetically sealed thing 30 or 40 or 50 years ago when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And I know people who tried and the kids still found an end around. It's even harder today with technology. Mm-hmm. And even if you've got all of your parental controls on all of your devices and streaming services on lockdown and you know what the score is, they still have friends, right? They still have people around them who are going to be engaging in things that might curl our hair a little bit if we have any hair left, which I don't. And so what do we do? I think that even as we set those boundaries, as we protect, we want to be in conversation so that our kids know that we're a resource. We want to be building trust and respect both ways. Mm-hmm. And, when our kids violate that, there need to be consequences. So don't hear me saying it's all good, turn them loose.
Right.
But I think more than ever, it is an ongoing process of saying, hey, what are you interested in? What are your friends looking at? What do you think about that? So that we're teaching them and we're modeling critical thinking and biblical discernment so that when they leave, they have begun to internalize some of those things on their own.
Yeah, it's today you've got to go a lot deeper. And it takes a little bit more time and patience. Yep. Because when you and I were growing up, it's like, dad just caught you smoking. All right, come here. We're bringing out a whole pack of cigarettes and you're going to smoke until you turn green you want a drink. Oh, you want a drink? Okay, we're going through that. You see, but that's a short-term problem. I mean, today, the danger that's involved here is that how do you explain to a kid, all right, look it, you are, you know, you're experimenting with sex, okay?
Right.
No bueno. Let me break this down to you. Do you have a job? No, you don't have a job. Do you realize what it costs a year to raise a child in today's, you know, today's America? We're talking $16,000, $17,000 a year to raise that child. So
that explains why I'm broke.
Right. Well, the other
thing. Things up for me.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Good. Now you understand. And they say overall, I mean, this is just 18, right? That you got about $250,000 involved
right.
in raising a kid to the age of 18. Okay. So, we've got some serious consequences that are involved in the program here. If that's what you want to mess around with, it's like, even like with some of these young girls, I want to, as much as I can, because, you know, being, you know, their grandfather now, I have some wisdom to be able to say, look at, you know, let's break down the averages,
right.
What happens, when you surrender your purity to somebody
right.
who is not in it for the long haul.
Right.
You're not doing it by God's way. And here's all the implication. You know, it's going to compromise your ability to continue school, to graduate from school. And if you don't graduate even from high school, here's the odds. Here's the numbers.
Right.
You know, that you've got to look at the stark number. I mean, because look, if you want to go in and look at all this pornography and, you know, really get down and get funky with all this stuff that's out there, well, then let's talk about the whole truth. Let's just break it all down and tell you what's all involved here and what your future is going to look like if you cross that road. Now, I hope you chose not to. I hope you're smart enough to realize, I mean, what does it have to do with, you know, with your future? It's like this this one gal that I interviewed, and she was telling me about her mother. I may have shared this story with you. She's a CNN international anchor, brilliant lady. Her mother was just unbelievable. And what she told the kids, she says, look, you live, you got 3 8-hour segments in your day. 1 8-hour is done because you're sleeping, okay? So you can't do anything about that. That's done. The next 8 hours is you go to school, all right? The third 8 hours is what determines your destiny. What do you put into that third 8-hour segment that's going to have an effect on your destiny? I thought that was brilliant. And I share that whenever I can, because, see, today the kids are thinking, you know, I mean, it's shocking to me. You have the Asian community that are so dedicated to education, right? They are working their butts off. They probably put in, you know, 1,000% more than the average kid, Hispanic, black, white, you know, you name it. But Asians are really committed. They understand education. I mean, they've got that inculcated in their culture, that education is king. And they're committed to it. And so in that 8-hour bucket, they're putting in, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of hours advancing their education. And meanwhile, everybody else's kids, they're video games, they're, you know, looking at pornography, they're getting distracted by all this other stuff and, you know, cultural, you know, stuff that has no bearing on their destiny. They're going to spend hours watching the Kardashians. Really?
Right.
I mean, think about this. I mean, let's just be practical, because the evidence is clear. You know, you've got a group of people who are putting in a dedicated amount of time into education, and the results are there. The other kids are all distracted, and they're not getting the results. So is there a lesson to be learned here?
Right. Well, and it seems like for us as parents, and listen, my kids are 13, 15, and 17. I'm in
right.
the thick of it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
is not a this is not
oh,
a
oh, you, you,
hour
well, you, yeah, no, you guys have already hired. You've got a therapist on retainer. I get that.
Right.
Three teenagers?
Well,
oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and honestly, yeah, I mean, here's the reality. My son, who is a senior this year, had a friend commit suicide the first week of eighth grade.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
and
my gosh.
He has been in and out of therapy for the last 4 years. So, I mean, I know you were sort of joking, but
yeah.
The reality is we see these news headlines. And
yes.
But what we have tried to do more than anything else, Bill, is we want to keep those lines of communication and relationship
exactly.
open. And there are times yeah. that we say, no, I'm sorry, we can't do that. That's not where our family is going. But, you know, this last year, my daughter in eighth grade, she's in ninth grade this year, mm-hmm. had a friend at school who started having sex with a guy. And it opened up tons of opportunity to talk about that issue. And so I think, you know, by God's grace, as far as I can tell, I mean, the parents don't always know as much as they think they do. That's right. not where she's at. She looks at it and she's horrified. But
exactly.
as you were saying, we talk about not only the physical consequences, but the relational consequences. And we've got to have a conversation that is bigger than behavior. And I think
exactly.
sometimes where Christians fall down on the job a little bit is we focus on the behavior, but we don't help our kids really understand the bigger worldview and theology behind stuff. And so my kids are probably sick of me talking about a theology of sexuality, but we talk about why did God design sex? What was his
yeah.
intent? What does it communicate? What does it do in a relationship? Why is it important? How is it different than what the world thinks about sex? And mm-hmm. frankly, the world, we get accused of being extreme, but we're not. The world either says sex is nothing, it's a biological thing, it's innocent, it is of no consequence, go have fun, or it says your sexuality is the entirety of your person and your whole identity. And I think most normal, healthy adults hopefully are able to say, you know what, sexuality, if you're married, is a beautiful and good thing, but it is not the only thing, and it does not define my identity. And so
right.
as Christians, we actually have a theology that enables us to critique what the world says about this very important subject
yeah.
And say it's not everything and it's not nothing. It's very
yeah.
important and it's consequential, but let's understand what God's intent was. And so when we equip our kids, that doesn't mean that they're never going to make a mistake. It doesn't mean that they're not going to rebel, because they might. But at least we're coming at it not from, if we're just saying God says premarital sex is bad or homosexuality is not, you know, is bad, that is not a sophisticated enough approach to help our kids make good decisions.
Well, but what happens, and this is why we need to understand the laws of God, they're immutable. They're there. It's like the law of gravity. Although the law of gravity is much better, because when you violate the law of gravity, you realize
right.
real quick you did, right?
Right.
You did. But when you do these other things, whether it's, you know, dealing with homosexuality or sex before marriage and that sort of thing, it's all so subtle. You don't realize the damage that has been done until you're
yep.
well down the road. You know, like the book of Ecclesiastes says.
Exactly.
And see... You see, for us who lived in that very promiscuous time and era, we did that. We bought the T-shirt, and
yep.
we need to tell our kids better, because we know
yep.
what the consequence is. We're all the
right.
wiser for it, right? By the grace of God.
That is right.
Adam, you're on. Thank you, Adam. Expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer Cat.